When my best friend, kindred spirit and confidant, told me he was building a suicide machine, I wasn't sure how to react, other than to offer my help, of course. Steve had seen his mother lying gaga in a hospital bed for 2 years before dying and didn't fancy repeating the experience himself. A borderline diabetic, with neuropathy eating his nervous system, extremities first, he'd already lost a big toe, and with the constant substance abuse with which he'd battered his body for its entire adult existence, some other bits didn't look that secure. Steve kept me updated. Nitrogen. You've got to use nitrogen. And don't mess it up. He bought 2 industrial-sized bottles, installed dual valves, 2 masks and redundant tubing. No single point of failure. In fact, Steve, a first-class engineer, took such pride in the engineering that I feared he wouldn't resist using it. Lying sleepless in bed, his body numb yet painful, what could be easier than to reach for the mask and enjoy the beauty of his engineering? Years earlier, Steve had been knocked unconscious and knew nothing until he awoke in the ambulance. "Peas," he said to me. That wouldn't have been a bad way to go. He'd made his peace with God. There isn't one. He told me that if he had life to do over, he'd do it all again, the same way. Steve's physical pain didn't stretch to the psychological. He was ready. I asked him to call me when the time came. He refused. "Don't get involved. Leave it for the police," he said. And then he joined a gym, where every day he'd walk the treadmill, half a mile at 1 mile per hour. He looked healthier, his skin colourful and his face rested. But the renaissance was brief. On November 24th, Steve returned home, stumbled, smacked his head on the front steps where his abused body gave out. He died right there, just a few feet from his final project. With a perspective, I'm Luke Pease.